Another piyut that connects the beginning and the end of davening is Yigdal. Yigdal is a beautiful poem that goes through the Yigimel Ikrim, the Rambam's 13 principles of faith, which many people say in the Ani Ma'amins at the end of davening. And the truth is that there's no question about it. If we are mechazek our emunah, if we work on our emunah at the beginning of davening and at the end of davening, and we sandwich our davening in the middle of it, we'll be totally different people. Reinforcing what we believe, reinforcing what we know is true. And it's fascinating, because if we actually look at the Yigimel Ikrim, we'll see there's also this pattern as well. Meaning that the first four of the principles of faith are all discussing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nature of the infinite creator. The last five of the Ikrim are all talking about Schar V'Onesh. They're all talking about Yemos Mashiach, Tchias HaMeisim, reward, punishment. It's all what's happening at the end. The question is, how do you make that jump from Hashem to the Tachlis, to the goal, to what's coming at the end? And the answer is, there are three modes of connection to Hashem. Because as the Katzke says, when we daven, we speak to Hashem. When we learn, Hashem speaks to us. And therefore, the fifth of the Ikrim is all about tefillah. We then move on to Nevuah and the truth of Torah. Because Nevuah is the way that Hashem speaks to us, and Torah is without a doubt the way Hashem speaks to us. So it works both ways, because every relationship, in order to be successful, lives or dies on healthy communication. So we communicate with Hashem through our tefillah, and He communicates through us, to us, through our Nevuah, potentially also through the Hashgacha in our lives, and through the Torah that we learn. But what it means is tefillah is a key factor. It's one of the ikrei emunah to believe that tefillah works. That the only address to turn to is Hashem. We don't daven to anybody else. We don't daven through anybody else. We have a direct line to God. Gemara in Yuma. Nin Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yossi says, Klal Yisrael's beloved, since the Torah doesn't require us to make use of any emissary. And Rashi tells us that every individual can daven for themselves. And the Yerushalmi, Maseches Brachos, says, if you have a patron or a sponsor, you have someone that looks after you in the physical world, you can't just suddenly turn up. You've got to stand at their door and wait for the servants to come, the members of the household to come, and then they'll decide whether to see you or not. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a direct line, says Yerushalmi. When a person's in trouble, you don't call to Michal or Gavriel, you call out straight to Hashem, and immediately you're answered. As Pasuk tells us in Sefer Yoel, whoever calls out in Hashem's name will be saved. Tefillah means we have a direct line. And that's why the Rambam tells us we're not allowed to pray to anything beneath Hashem. An angel, a star, any of the elements, anything within nature. Why? Because they all have a predetermined nature. Nothing has authority or free will, only Hashem. And it's not even proper to turn to anything else to bring us closer to Hashem. Our thoughts are only directed to Hashem, and nothing else should be considered. That's why the Torah spends so much time focusing on the prohibition of idolatry. Because tefillah is a time when we recognize we have a direct line. And if we sandwich our tefillah with Yigdal and the Ani Ma'amins, we can absolutely strengthen the power of our tefillah.